Jackie just came in the door from school. Usually he would raid the refrigerator, but today was different. Today was a special day. He skipped the onslaught of the refrigerator and bolted to his room. He landed on his bed with a thud as he heard his mother's voice echo through the house and filter into his private world. "Jackie, where are you? Come here." Jackie got up off the bed and left the serenity of his cozy, safe environment and walked to his mother's room. "Yes, ma'am." "Here, take this bottle and hide it," Florence said, handing the boy a bottle of Old Crow. "Hurry up before your father gets back from the store." It was the same old weekly ritual. "Mom, you know it's not going to do any good. All Dad's going to do is go buy another one or get pissed off and stay gone for 2 days. Just do what I said, okay? Your father's got to straighten himself up. He's got to wake up one day and accept responsibility. I've got to go back into the hospital next month. And I want to be sure he's straight enough to take care of you." "I can take care of myself. Just shut up and go hide that bottle." "Mom, you know you can't bribe Dad by hiding his bottle. You know all that's going to do is make him angry." "Jackie, do you want me to get off this bed?" "I'll hide the bottle." Jackie returned to his room and hid the bottle under his bed. "What do you have to go back in the hospital for?" he asked when he returned. "I guess they're going to do another operation." "God, Mom, they've already operated on you 3 times. Aren't they ever going to stop?" "I guess not. This will be my 3rd operation," Florence said with a sigh. "Once they start, they don't ever let up." Jackie could remember the last 2. He could remember his drunken father on the night he slammed into the guardrail on Interstate 10. He could remember the police coming to the house, waking him up, and taking him to the hospital. He could remember how the doctor shook his head when he asked if she would be all right. He could remember.